Hey, ooh, that was really loud. And welcome everyone to another
truffle butter edition of the Hour Bomb.
Truffle butter edition of the Hour Bomb. Oh my god!
I put a link to it in there. I'm not even going to explain it. You can read it if you want to.
Wow.
Truffle butter is when you pull your dick out of the asshole and continue fucking her pussy, and the tan buttery substance around her pussy is the truffle. Wow.
Wow.
That was the word of the day on Urban Dictionary.
I got nothing already.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't have anything else to add to that. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, we're cutting it short for the Hour Bomb 99.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, welcome to another truffle butter edition. Hour Bomb. That is so wrong.
Yeah, it is. Oh my god. Did you get a live choir?
I did get a live choir. You like that?
Wow.
I know. I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Report. God, I am really... really sounds loud. Maybe if I do that, it won't sound so loud.
Okay.
Anyway, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there may or may not be rain at WrestleMania next week.
Excellent.
The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious one, Jason Halbert.
Holy cow, in a live audience?
It is. You like
God.
That? You like that? Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. Join.
The chat has done truffle butter.
Oh, God. Joined by my partners in crime. A big, bad booty
daddy! That's right, the big Adrian Masters is here to make this a more pleasant show. Ah, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I have an intro for Heath here, Jason.
Oh, God.
The first ever graduate of the Chris Hansen School of Pedophilia.
Wow.
That was given to me.
Who sent that to you?
I can't say. They asked to remain anonymous.
I'll
tell you later.
Okay, good. Anyway, the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. Except you. Fuck your asshole.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's don't awesome. Give her the truffle butter.
Yikes. So anyway, how have you guys been?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Hey, I learned to do something new with my voice. You ready for it?
Sure.
How about this? Ooh, I can sound like I'm talking in a big room.
Yes, you can.
You like that?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Whatever.
It's dumb.
You're dumb.
It's dumber than Heath.
Whoa. That's an insult there, buddy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Okay, good. Got a new mixer. So
it's dumber than Kyle riding his hover around.
There you go.
Did you see that picture I posted of his pre-WrestleMania party?
I did see that. That was, with enough alcohol, you'd probably do one or both of them.
Yeah, probably.
That's all I'm saying. Don't hate.
Well, nothing to hate, but, I mean, those are his moms, so.
Yeah, that is true.
That's wrong is what it is.
You could be Kyle's father. No one would know.
With the hair, it's more like Heath would be his daddy.
That's possibly, because he is a hairy bastard.
Who, Heath or Kyle?
Take your pick.
Okay, just check him.
Like father, like son?
Oh,
and wow. He's actually old enough where he could be his dad. So,
no, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could.
Kyle's only 24, man. You're like what, 39?
37.
Okay, still, you technically could be his dad.
Okay, how old is he again? Let's do the math here.
24.
24.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. I'm 37.
Yeah.
Let's see. I didn't get laid until this year.
It's possible, Heath.
It's possible. I didn't say that.
It was likely.
You technically are old enough to be his father.
man, I would have had to start at a really young age.
Well, yeah, but you could have done it.
You could have. I'm not saying you did, because we know better, but you could have. Anyway.
B-Megs, you didn't know I was 37?
He's the old... Well, no, he's not the old fucker on the network anymore.
No.
Greg's got you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe El Duque, too.
I was trying to convince Greg that he should come to St. Louis, and then we could go to ROH again.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That'd be great.
Didn't he promise, like, a fridge full of Greek food if he crashed at someone's house?
Right. I believe that is correct, yes.
I told him he could sleep here for that. Fuck, I'll take some Greek food. Some gyros. Fuck, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could be good.
I'm sure it will be. He's not a small dude. He's not, like, big like us, but he's not a small dude.
Yeah.
Actually, he's in better shape than all of us, probably.
Probably so.
I learned that today at ball practice. I was like, oh, my God, I hurt so bad. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, well, I guess who we got in the... I only see a couple people in chat room, but who we got in there?
Let's see. Of course, we got myself in there, and... We have B-Megs, ball cup to you. And we also have Tom Long, ball cup to you.
And his friend Stunning Steve Austin, listening with him.
I recently found out that we are Tom Long's favorite podcast.
Sweet. It's always good to know. We like to cater to our fans, you know?
It is. Was that you, Adrian?
No, it was not.
Wire? Because I don't have Facebook pulled up.
It wasn't Facebook.
The fuck was it?
It wasn't anything, because you didn't hear anything.
I heard a bling.
Nope.
You lying sack of shit.
Nothing.
Someone's a fucking liar. Anyway, so how the hell has your guys' week been?
You know, it's been a week. I'm...
No emergency room trips?
No, I didn't almost die this week, so there's that.
That's always good. A plus.
That's a very good plus.
So, I'm starting to feel like I'm on the mend. Good. You know, I came to the realization that I don't think I like going to karaoke anymore.
Why is that?
Nobody that's cool shows up anymore.
I fucking had plans, man.
And unfortunately, I was not feeling good that night. It would not have been good for me to have some alcohol in me.
If he wasn't so dead fucking set on doing it the third Friday of every month and was more flexible about it, I'd probably go. But I have plans, so sorry.
I'm not the one that plans it, you know that.
I'm not saying you, asshole.
Oh, I thought you said Heath.
I said if he, as in Mike.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
Clean the jizz out of your ears.
I mean, he has to put that mop somewhere once he's done.
So anyway, well, I guess let's talk about how the show works. Here's how it works. If you don't know how this works.
If you haven't listened the first 98 times.
Then we got problems. But if you're deciding to pick up the R-Bomb for the first time on number 99, here's how it works. Got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes are going to try to make it to where I don't complete my list. We'll see how that happens.
I think you're going to make it through your list tonight, man.
Probably.
I don't think you have like anything on your list, so.
Yeah, it's been kind of a shitty week, so, in wrestling.
We got a few things to talk about, at least, so.
Possibly. Anyway, and I've got 1 hour at 6 minutes for those of you keeping track at home.
That is...
What?
60 mementos. I don't know. I don't what have any other words.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is what?
Are you fucking taking flight or something over there?
No.
It sure sounds like it.
My computer fan kicked on.
That is a loud computer fan.
It's not that loud.
Well, we can pick it up really good.
I even heard your fiance in the background talking for a second.
You did not hear her talking.
I heard something.
She hasn't said anything.
I could have swore she said something, but I hear fucking like an airplane taking off.
Angie, did you say anything? Okay, yeah, see?
I heard that.
Yes. Yeah. She did that time, but no, she didn't say anything before that.
All right, whatever. Anyway. So I guess let's
hear this, you fucking dick.
I did hear that, asshole. You know what the beautiful thing is about the new mixer now? Instead of all of us going into the one channel and we're all the same volume.
Why would you say I have AIDS? I don't get that.
Twice now.
I know.
I don't have anything against you and your...
I make the show. He doesn't like you.
Androgynous lifestyle?
It's just because he doesn't like you. Because you try to give me a hard time on the show and I'm his favorite host.
Well, I mean, A, he's like the only person that feels that way, first off. So, I mean, I'm glad you have your one fan. Secondly, I mean, I get the hot chick for my number one fan, so suck it.
No, she felt guilted into saying that. I haven't really talked to her.
No, she felt guilted about talking and saying Heath was her number one fan. That and Jake made that up.
Well, I mean...
And no, you are not the only Adrian hater on PW Pop, because Jake Mullen also fucking hates me.
I think Kyle secretly hates you, too.
Kyle doesn't secretly hate me. Secretly, I'm one of Kyle's favorite people.
Yeah, but you rip into him a lot harder than I do.
Well, yeah, but still, that's...
By the way, if you didn't get a chance to listen to R-Bomb 98, you need to go listen to that. Last week's show, we had some fun with Kyle.
Oh, yes.
We had some fun. I was on Respect the Mat last night.
How was that?
Oh, it was a fun time. I talked to Greg and Lario it was close to like 2.5-3 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it went on. We talked about their tournament they've been doing. Didn't with the Respect the Mac page.
Didn't the fourth round kick off today?
It did.
All right, I got
it. There are no easy choices anymore.
I saw the first one I saw that popped up because he paid for these ads was Ric Flair against CM Punk.
Yeah, that was the first matchup.
And I was just like, fuck me running.
The final eight are it's CM Punk and Ric Flair. Then it's Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon.
Oh, motherfucker.
Then it's Triple H versus Jericho. And the last match is Austin versus Taker.
Jesus Christ. No Hogan.
No, Hogan got knocked out in the first round.
Didn't even realize it, actually. Actually, I forgot to vote in...
Hogan...
I think it was the
Hogan
third round.
Hogan went up against HBK in the first round.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to have to go back there and just kind of check out some of these results.
My vote, I voted Flair, HBK, Triple H, and Austin.
Possibly. I'll have to look. I make a very valid point. What point did I make, Alrighty.
You made a point at Heath with your pants.
Well, I mean, why not? Oh, yeah, no Hogan. Hogan really not that good of a WrestleMania guy, I don't think.
Actually, he won at WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2, WrestleMania 3, lost at 4, won at 5, lost at 6, won at 7, won at 8, and lost his first match at 9, but won his second match at 9?
Yep.
And then, did he beat The Rock at WrestleMania?
No.
Okay, he lost The Rock. And then I think the next year he fought Vince and beat Vince. So, I think that's the extent of Hogan's WrestleMania matches.
Sounds about right. All right, anyway, fellas, let's get the show on the road. You got anything else?
I really don't think CM Punk should be in that tournament anymore, but I digress.
Who did he go up against?
His last match was against Yokozuna.
Okay, yeah, definitely he should have been in that one.
Okay, yeah. But, A, I mean, if you think about the history of WrestleMania and who he went up against before that, his match before that was against The Rock. And I don't think Punk at WrestleMania more significant than The Rock.
Eh, I don't know.
You're biased, so, I mean, I expect you to be like all the internet fans that have voted for Punk and kept him in the tournament.
I'm completely unbiased.
You are completely biased.
No such thing.
But Punk definitely shouldn't beat Ric Flair, but he's probably going to because the internet has a hard-on for CM Punk.
Sorry, I have nothing to do with that.
Vote for Flair, people. Vote for Flair.
Vote for whoever you want.
There you go. It's a free country, damn it.
If you want to be an idiot internet fan, vote for CM Punk. If you want to be one of the smart people, vote for Ric Flair.
Why, Adrian? Make your argument.
I'm not going to. I'm just tired of CM Punk. That's my argument. I'm just like a fucking talk about the guy.
All right. Yeah, B-Max brought Ric Flair wrestled 4 WrestleMania matches and he only won once. Okay, now I do have a problem with that next statement. Tom Long says Punk was better than Flair. No. No, no, no. But the tournament is about WrestleMania, so.
Well, and that's fine. I can see you making an argument that he could beat Flair WrestleMania. Fine. I'm okay with that. The fact is, though, is that shouldn't have been the case against The Rock, because The Rock more significant to WrestleMania and has had more significant wins at WrestleMania than CM Punk.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. He had a lot of good matches. I think he had Rock Austin and Rock and Sock and The Rock and Hogan. And I mean, there were some good matches, so I don't know.
The Fatal 4-Way at WrestleMania 2000. The matches he had with John Cena, the first one I thought was actually really good. I didn't care for the second match that much, but...
Twice in a lifetime.
Yeah. It really only should have been once.
I agree. Anyway, so let's... Nice. Anyway, you guys ready to start the show?
Absolutely.
Let's start talking some wrestling. Ready? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, another Monday night. Another Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw. All right, let's talk some Monday Night Raw, shall we?
Yes.
All right. But I don't want to spend 40 minutes talking about it this week, for fuck's sake.
God, no.
However, not a lot happened on Raw, so that's not going to be...
It's not going to be a problem this time.
Well, we don't have Kyle on either to fucking sidetrack us the shit out of us. Let's see. What do we got here?
There really wasn't a lot of significant things happen on Raw.
Really
Raw kicked off with Seth Rollins and the Authority coming out to the ring, minus Stephanie and Triple H. And Rollins says he's going to accept the match at WrestleMania, but Rollins wants Randy Orton tonight.
And of course, it's going to be Rollins against Orton with Kane, Big Show, and J&J Security out there with him.
Right. But Randy doesn't care. He's like, that's fine. I'll take it.
If you were smart, you'd finish me tonight. So
that's true.
Okay. So we have the match. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Then the kickoff match on Raw. Man.
It was actually a really fucking good match.
Fantastic. Give Divas a chance, I guess.
Worked.
Coming to light. AJ Lee and Nikki, fantastic match.
I was really shocked that they gave him as long as they did. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we have at least one commercial break in the middle of that match?
Maybe I think two? We had two.
Which makes up for the 5 minutes the two Divas matches had the week before, because they had to give Wiz Khalifa fucking 10 minutes.
Right.
Woohoo. Wiz Khalifa.
Long and the short of it, though, is Nikki Bella gets the win over AJ Lee.
She does. Oh. It was a very impressive match. I'll take it. I really think Nikki Bella is improving in the ring. For her and AJ to go that long.
I was actually
invested in the match, and not so much Nikki's boobs. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Holy shit!
Is AJ Lee untouchable at this point? Is there anything that could is there really anything that she could actually do and get fired? I mean, obviously there is things that she could do and get fired, but I mean, within the realm of just normal things, I mean, can the WWE even think about not using her or not having her be featured?
They can, but, I mean, they're going to get a shit ton of backlash. I think it'll be the CM Punk level. I really think that if they shit can her or just not use her, I mean, the backlash is going to be bad. It could be the Punk level. I think it'll be really, really bad.
I concur. I don't think that she's probably ever going to win the title again, probably. But she's going to be featured in the prominent storylines, I would say. So for at least until her contract runs up, and if she decides to resign, which I don't think she's going to. I mean, I think she's pretty much just gold.
Well, why don't you think she's going to win the title again?
I don't see her winning the title again. I mean, I see them maybe taking the focus and trying to get it more so onto probably Paige. I could see AJ helping Paige win the title maybe, but I don't see AJ herself actually winning it.
All right.
It's just, I don't know how much longer. I think her contract that she has, if the things I've been reading are right, run through June or July.
I think the summer sounds about right. So, God damn it, I got a bag of Reese's eggs. Had them sitting next to my computer. Forgot all about the fucking heat exhaust.
Ooh, yeah.
They're starting to melt. Yeah. Let's see. So, first match was great. The second match, just want to point out, as the night progresses, more and more people from the Authority drop out of the main event.
Yeah, like Big Show and Kane are like, you know what, we're not going to help you, you're an asshole, stop being a little bitch.
J&J Security got fired / quit.
Yeah. And Stephanie and Triple H told him he's made his bed, it's time for him to live in it.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Let's see, what do we got here? Anything else big? The contract.
Yeah, the contract signing with Rusev and Cena.
And his fucking lawyer.
Yeah, oh my God.
JBL tore him apart. It was great.
This guy's from Texas. He ain't no goddamn Russian.
What the hell? Where did his accent go? Where'd they find this guy? He was up parking cars an hour ago.
Oh my God, it was so bad.
It was so bad. It was funny. I mean, I was waiting for him to peel off the face and be like, you know, when Eric Bischoff was dressed up as that minister. And he was marrying Billy and Chuck.
Yep,
I was expecting something along the lines of that. Like I mean, I'm just like, wow, this is fucking terrible. But then I'm like, who the fuck is that tiny? I'm like, that's a small dude. I couldn't, you know, never happened. But that, oh my God, that was terrible. We won't give you this match unless you let him talk and whatever.
Y'all?
Yeah, we won't give him this match unless you let him talk, y'all. So, anyway.
Wait, this guy's from Texas?
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on. New Day against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. I really like what they're doing with these guys. All of them, really. They're all relevant. I think they put on some good matches. This incarnation of New Day was Kofi and Big E. So, not bad.
Yeah. Well, I think they have announced it, so we can make this official. The WrestleMania pre-show match will be the Fatal 4-Way Tag Match.
It could only be a triple threat match.
At this point, it is announced as a Fatal 4-Way Tag Match.
Do they have the Usos in there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the one's hurt, so we'll see. Anyway, I like the whole, what the hell's going on with the Matadors? I mean, I don't get it.
Are they good? Are they bad?
I have no idea what they're doing.
I mean, they fed him Xavier Woods to Cesaro, and Cesaro hit him with the neutralizer, and then El Torito, I just don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. They're one of those teams that's just kind of on the bubble and just kind of there.
I didn't like Primo and Epico to begin with, but I really just wish they'd fucking let him take the mask off. You know. Anyway, we got Brock Lesnar saying he's going to fuck up Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Pretty much. That was what I got out of that.
What else we got? Anything else?
Big Show took out Eric Rowan pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't care. Spudhead, Larry Zbysko, 2015 Hall of Fame.
Yep.
What?
Not a big Larry Zbysko guy, but okay.
Neither am I, but I mean, I liked him on the booth. I liked him on commentary for Nitro. I liked him better than fucking, what's his name?
Who?
Mongo? Yes, and
I liked Mongo. I thought Mongo was an okay commentator.
I liked him better than Tony Schiavone.
I don't know if I liked him better than Schiavone. I liked him better than Nick's Nathan A.
I fuck. You could sit there with a microphone up your ass, record your bowel sounds, and I'd like that better than fucking Ixnay Tanay.
I can't stand Mike Tanay.
Oh, God. I don't know anyone that does like fucking Mike Tanay.
Tanay fans, apparently.
Yeah, because Tanay never worked for the WWE, did he?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, Tanay fans, I guess.
Now they're getting actual good commentary from Josh Matthews and Taz, so... Enjoy it, TNA fans. I guess you get that at least.
Finally deserve it? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's like 17 people that watch TNA on a weekly basis, so.
Yeah, I don't care for their show all that much. I like some of the people that work in TNA, but I just can't get into the product. I spend more time now watching. I try to catch other wrestling stuff besides WWE. So I try to catch ROH, which I generally enjoy, and I generally try to catch NXT.
I agree with you on that one. I do like watching the occasional Ring of Honor, and I always I may not watch it that night, but I wish I'd catch up on NXT a little bit. What the fuck was I? Oh yeah. So
just because it's so different from Raw, it's just such a breath of fresh air.
Okay, so I was looking on Facebook, and someone had, I'm trying to think, it was one of the radio personalities, it was Tom Casey, had posted something about, even though the network is only $9.99 a month, it's still like a disaster or something. I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but I brought up the point of that the $10 a month is worth it just for NXT. Let's take the pay-per-views out.
Okay.
We don't get pay-per-views included, and it's not at $10 a month. Would you still do it? Well, it doesn't matter, because I fucking pay for your subscription anyway.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I probably would. And if you stop paying for it, I would probably start paying for myself.
Okay. So, I mean, yes, I watch NXT. Why is that not a huge... Why is that such a huge surprise I watch NXT? Why don't you guys talk about it? Because we don't fucking have time.
Generally, that's it. We just don't get all that often to talk about it. I would love to talk about how Enzo and Cass are my favorite tag team in wrestling, and I wish they were on the...
I'm afraid that'll turn into another Ascension thing, though.
Right. I want them to stay where they're at.
I can't think of the team name, but it's the fucking Sin Cara and...
Kalisto.
Yes, I like them.
The Lucha Dragons.
And I'm not a big fan of fucking Mexican wrestlers, but I like them. They crack my shit up. I don't know why they do.
Yeah, I think they're really good. Enzo was not a jobber.
We fucking lost Heath, I'm just saying.
Did we?
Yeah, he's just like, I don't get it.
God, I really actually like the NXT Tag Team Champions too, Blake and Murphy.
I like them too. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. They're kind of ordinary. They remind me of the guy in Ring of Honor. Fuck, what's his name? We saw him wrestle.
Oh, Silas Young?
Yes. They're just fucking, I don't know, they're just boring. They look boring, but they're not.
Right.
So, anyway, we digress.
just a little.
What do we got here? Paul Heyman comes out. And says we're stuck with Lesnar's, and there's not a damn thing. And then the mic goes out. Is this a thing now? Like, is this a legitimate? Like, they're fucking with him, or he knows it's going to happen, and that's just building his promos better. What's going on?
I don't know.
I think it's. I think there's something to it. I think that. I don't know what it is, but I think there's something to it.
All right. All right. But anyway, what are they going to do? You know, how are you going to stop Brock Lesnar? No one's going to stop Brock Lesnar. And Roman Reigns is going to get a prison beating. And Reigns' father should have told him a long time ago that you're no good. And blah, 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 blah. And then Roman Reigns comes out and cuts a wonderful promo.
Actually, for Roman Reigns standards, it was actually...
it wasn't bad.
It was pretty good. I think he's improved a great deal on his promo delivery and what's being written for him since prior to the Royal Rumble.
Well, who the fuck's writing the promos now? That's the thing.
Well, I don't know.
I know. If it's fucking Vince, then maybe Vince has realized, wait, maybe I'm writing this too stupid. Maybe Vince listened and stepped back from Roman Reigns and is doing his own or letting someone else write his promos.
Or maybe Roman's coming up with some of the stuff on his own. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's beyond the realm of thought possibility, but...
You know who would be good at writing his promos?
Who would that be?
Paul Heyman?
Other than Paul Heyman.
Who's that, Jason?
Triple H.
Probably so.
I think Triple H would be great at writing promos for Roman Reigns because, honestly, I see Roman Reigns a lot kind of like Triple H was. You know, big guy, not the biggest. We know that. But a huge chip on his shoulder, and I really think that if Triple H wrote that damn promo or started
Dusty Rhodes,
promos,
Pat Patterson, Al Snow.
Eh. Anyway.
Jamie Noble, Joey Mercury.
Moving on. We got the six man tag match between Stardust, Luke Harper, Bad News Barrett, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose.
Yes, with R-Truth sneaking his way out to commentary.
Oh my God, that was fucking
with
great.
The Intercontinental title hanging on his back.
Yeah, so
if he ever stops wrestling,
oh
he
God,
has got
please,
to go to commentary.
Please put him on the booth.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you didn't see it, God, it was hilarious. R-Truth comes walking down the ring, just smiling, waving to the guys as he's walking down the ramp, and then he's walking to the commentary booth, but his back is to the hard side camera. He's not turning his back to the ring. We see why, because on the back of his coat, he's got the fucking Intercontinental title attached to his suit jacket, and it's hilarious.
That made me laugh. It was...
I like what they're doing with R-Truth. It's not so much like stupid comedy like Santino, but he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's been pretty good as of late. I can't even... It's my best stuff that he's done since he was doing the Little Jimmy stuff.
See, I didn't even care for Little Jimmy stuff.
I thought the Little Jimmy stuff that he was doing was great. Whenever he actually started like talking to Little Jimmy, the Little Jimmy became an actual person.
Oh, that was okay. But
because I mean, you realize what Little Jimmy was, right? Little Jimmy was like your average John Cena fan.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Oh, that's right, because Little Jimmy was heel R-Truth.
Technically, yeah, he was. I see your the chat saying that it's the match became secondary to the commentary and that Shuffle shouldn't happen. Butter. And I agree, that's one thing that this commentary struggles Shuffle. With is calling matches. But
what the hell? What the hell?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Urban Dictionary started talking to me. It was saying truffle butter. I don't think it picked it
what
up.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, God. Wow. Anyway. Oh, I found a different... because I was going to close out that window. I found a different definition of it.
Oh, yeah. God.
And the nerd,
when you
the
pull your dick out of your asshole and put it in your vagina, the tan around the pussy is called the truffle butter, i.e. poo mixed with cum is the truffle butter.
Yeah, okay. Ew.
Give that... Hey, it's your own fault.
Yeah, I know. That's what I get for using a word of the day on IMDb.
Yeah.
You mean Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Urban Dictionary.
Is somebody looking up movies?
What the hell's a truffle kiss?
You don't want to know, Jason. Just let it go.
It's not that bad, really. It really isn't. Oh, that one's kind of weird. Anyway, moving on.
Yes, please.
Let's get out of
here. So our main event.
Main event of the evening was Seth Rollins on his own against, well, hold on, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
It was an awesome WrestleMania will be Taker's final wrestling place, but it'll also be Wyatt's coronation. He says he will destroy Taker and take his rightful place among the gods.
You know,
after WrestleMania, no one is safe. He calls himself the new face of fear.
I think that might there might be something to it. I think it might happen.
This has to be Undertaker's last WrestleMania. He looked
it's
like
got to be.
He looked like shit at last year's WrestleMania. Now, okay, I understand that he got knocked out like 20 seconds into the match. I understand that. Okay, I do. I get it. I feel bad for the guy. But some of the pictures and reports after WrestleMania, how rough he looked, he needs to be done.
You know?
That's what I like.
I feel Bray Wyatt will be a lot more careful with him, though, than Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I think he will, too. All right, on to the main event.
Orton versus Rollins.
Randy Orton's waiting in the ring.
Orton speaks and, Rollins, and reveals that he's played Orton like the fool, like a fool the whole night.
Because the entire authority comes out to aid Rollins for this match.
Surprise, surprise.
But as they all get up and surround the ring, the arena goes dark.
You hear the crows.
Yep.
And then there is Sting in the ring with Orton. And together they fight off the authority as Raw goes off the air.
Yep. Stu just takes a Stinger Splash in the corner. Noble takes a Scorpion Death Drop. Mercury takes an RKO. Trips, Rollins, Kane, and everybody else just looking on from the floor.
It was pretty much what I would want to see in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So.
It was a good way to end Raw. I thought it was a strong ending to a lackluster show.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled with Raw. It wasn't anything great. It wasn't
terrible. Horrible. This Raw was all about the bookends for me. I thought the first match was great. And then the six-man tag match on was good. And then everything else was kind of eh.
Well, yeah. I think if it were any other time of year, I think this Raw would have been really good. But the fact that it was the second to last one before WrestleMania should have been more.
I'm hoping tomorrow night's is less disappointing.
If tomorrow night's isn't phenomenal, we got problems. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to. I like. Why don't they just use the old Sting music? They own all the WCW rights. Fuck, they used it when they filmed that commercial.
That is true.
You know, bring back that one. I like that one better.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys like it better, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of it, so I don't know. But I did like it better than, I guess, what they're currently using. So
this one? You wasn't a fan of this one?
It was all right.
See, I love this one. I thought this one was awesome.
On the whole, I'm not a big Crow Sting fan.
See, so. I wasn't a Man Called Sting fan. I was not a fan of the Bleach Blonde Sting.
I guess, overall, really, I wasn't too much of one either, I guess, because I was more of a WWF kid.
Well, so. I was too, but when I watched WCW, I'm just like, not Sting again. But then when he turned Crow, I'm like, fucking right, it's Sting. And I was an NWO guy, too. That was the problem.
That would be awesome to have the orchestra play him in a WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. That would be. That would be intro of the
night. You know what? They might. They might do it.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. All right. Let's move on here. All right. Who wants to go first?
I got this. I got to give it this week by what seems Rusev's lawyer.
Yeah? I can't say you're wrong.
What a fucking shit segment, and what a fucking just... When the announcers completely turn on and start shitting on what you're doing in the ring, that's a problem.
Yeah, that was not a good thing. That was a... who the fuck was in charge of that? Because that was terrible, man.
Yeah.
Can't say I blame you on that one. Heath, you got one?
Not really. I'm looking over the show, and it's like just like, nah, it's nothing.
All right, so
not too bad of a show.
Heath has nothing prepared for the show at all. That's awesome. I wouldn't expect our listeners to have anything because they're not part of the show. Okay, so I've got one. Can I actually table mine? Because I got a whole segment planned out for this next one.
Uh-oh.
For mine.
Do you want to just go to it now?
I don't really want to.
Okay.
Well,
is your one thing going to be Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, let's just... We'll stop here. We'll pause our
oh
our
my God. Really? You're blaming this on Mysterio?
No, shut up. Give me 2 fucking seconds to talk, okay?
All right.
Okay. So here's my problem. If you haven't heard about this, Rey Mysterio was in a match Friday night.
First match, I think, post-WWE, I think.
It's something like that. He was in a match with... I'm trying to find the guy's name.
It was Tiger Uno and Manic.
Against...
And the guy, Piero Aguaro Jr.
Yes. So, story comes out that this guy dies early Saturday morning. And the original reports are that Rey Mysterio botched the 619 and hit the guy in the throat. And I'm like, okay, awesome. I'm going to be able to have some fun with this, how Rey Mysterio killed a guy and blah, blah, blah. I never liked that. Sneaky bastard, blah, blah, blah. Well, it didn't take long for video of this to surface. Now, we didn't post it on our website out of respect for the performer and the promotion and all that. However, it's not fucking hard to find. TMZ picked up the story. I mean, it's fucking everywhere. Just fucking look for it. Anyway, so there's a couple different videos floating around. One was from the crowd, and this one picked up right as the guy was draped over the ropes getting ready to take the 619. It was a double 619, so it was a 12-2-18. And Rey Mysterio comes around, completely misses the guy that died, the Aguayo? Something like that. Anyway. Completely misses the guy, and he's fucking laid out. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to this guy? Completely botched it. Not botched it, just didn't connect because the guy was fucking unconscious. So then, doing a little more digging, there was another video that surfaced. This one picked up, what do you say, Adrian, about 45 seconds to a minute before the other one?
Right, about 30 seconds, I would say.
Okay.
Before the other one.
So we had we saw the guy moving around. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary that looked bad, but the second the guy hit the ropes, like, you know, to take a 619, he was out.
Yeah.
There is video evidence that shows Rey Mysterio did not make connection with this with the 619. Like, completely just swung over the guy's head, never touched him.
Right.
Okay. So, first off, it took them a while to get, for the actual, like, head medical guy to get to the ring, because he was already working on
2 other guys backstage.
Correct. So, but you could see Conan out there. Now, this is where I got a problem. The guy's knocked out. Conan's moving the guy around.
I think the issue I have with that is, A, Conan's not obviously not a trained medical guy. I think Conan just thought the guy was knocked out.
Right, but anytime someone suffers from trauma, the first thing you do is not fucking move them.
You are correct.
Okay. Conan has been in probably bad situations before, too, right?
Probably so.
Do you think someone ever came up and just started shaking him and moving him around? If there's problems, you fucking stop what you're doing. I understand they had a thing to do. They wanted to finish the match as best they could. Whatever. That was my first problem, was that Conan was moving the guy around, not a trained medical professional. May have contributed to it. I'm just going to say he did. We don't know, but I'm going to say he did, because I fucking hate Conan more than I hate Rey Mysterio. Now, my problem is, the video is out there. The video shows he completely missed. However, all the mainstream news places are still blaming the death on Rey Mysterio. That's my what stinks. That's my problem. I don't like Rey Mysterio. Everyone that's listened to the show for 98 episodes knows I hate Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
But don't fucking rip on this guy like that. There is nothing Rey Mysterio did to in this video. They're blaming it on the 619. There's no way the 619 caused this guy to die. It was a freak accident. It was a tragic situation. Rey Mysterio, not to blame. Every wrestler, every performer that steps foot in that ring understands the risks involved. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Anything?
Total silence.
No, I got nothing to add to that, man.
I mean, I think I summed everything up pretty good.
I mean,
it just pisses me off that fucking TMZ and, like, you know, Fox and all these places that are picking it up are blaming Rey Mysterio. And I'm just like, it wasn't necessarily. And then there was false news story that fucking Mysterio was arrested for murder.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that one. That's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was that one's going around, too. The cool thing is the promotion is paying for the guy's funeral. So that's kind of a, you know.
I saw the thing, though, that also apparently like they haven't told the guy's dad still.
And he hadn't been informed or something. I don't know.
Because apparently he's in pretty poor health and they didn't know how he would take the news.
Well, I guess the guy can't use the interwebs.
Apparently. I mean, if he's in poor enough health where they're scared to tell him that his son died, I mean.
I guess it's possible. I don't know. That's my what stinks. Is just fucking lay off Rey Mysterio. He probably feels bad enough. He doesn't need every fucking news person blaming him for the guy's death. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Moving on. Can you dig it, sucker? Okay. I got one for you guys.
Okay.
Sure.
Can you dig it? Paul Heyman fucks Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. It was
like
all
in the middle of the ring.
Shut up.
I don't think they're gonna have sex, Jason. I just I mean, Brock doesn't seem like he swings that way. I don't think that Brock would be taking the truffle butter out of Paul Heyman.
Oh.
Adrian, this is God. Knock it the fuck off.
Oh God, I hate this already.
I love it. It can do a few other things too. When you come over next week, we'll play with it for a little bit and show you all the cool things it can do. Anyway,
and B Meg says he can't dig it. Jews have small dicks.
Oh God, damn it!
I mean, it was your choice of words.
You fucking know what I meant.
You think Brock Lesnar will turn on Paul Heyman? Or Paul Heyman will turn on Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was all a ploy to begin with.
You know what?
I don't know.
I 100% honestly believe Brock Lesnar is done after WrestleMania, will never step foot in a WWE ring again. Make it fucking memorable?
Paul does it and to take over managing Roman Reigns?
Yeah, fuck yes. Or he's part of
and
the
Roman
authority.
Roman Reigns becomes a monster heel.
Or he's part of the authority and manages Rollins.
Ooh.
I think I like him managing Reigns better.
Probably.
So do I. Because Rollins already is good enough on mic skills. He doesn't really need a manager per se.
Yeah, I'm just saying it could happen. It could be part of the authority. I don't know. But I would love it. Love to see Paul Heyman side with fucking Roman Reigns. That would be great.
I think it would help out.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. One of you guys.
My can you dig it is, can you dig it? After Bray Wyatt defeats The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Dig it.
He will recruit the Ascension to start a new Wyatt family.
A new brood, huh?
Yeah.
I can dig the Bray Wyatt beating Undertaker.
Absolutely.
But I don't think... something's got to happen, because I think...
Bray Wyatt as the new face of fear, taking the Ascension under his new wing to become the new family.
It's possible. I'm not going to completely rule it out. It is possible, though. I can half dig it.
Okay.
I can kind of dig it. So, Heath.
Just throwing it out there. Can you dig it? The reason why Lana was not there was because they're planning to have her be a defector to the U.S. Storyline wise.
That's actually not terrible, Heath.
Um, Yeah, it's really not bad. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck you are.
Hey, it's called I'm quitting this job, you know, and my mind is starting to clear, you know?
Well, at least you didn't get fired like some people.
Anyway, I think it's possible. I would love to see fucking Lana. Okay. I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see Lana turn on Rusev, but I don't think it'll happen.
I actually don't dig it either. I don't think that's going to happen.
I would really like to see the Paul Heyman heel, the Paul Heyman turn on Brock. That's so if that happens, then they're not going to do the same damn thing.
Right.
So I'm not digging it out of...
Jason wants his to happen more.
Yeah, out of hope for... Yeah. I want mine to happen. B-Mex, can you dig it? The Des Moines, Iowa crowd with no what chance during promos, giving the Divas a real chance and getting behind it and silencing the Wyatt promo, plus popping hard during Sting promo, made Raw better.
And added to it, I mean, the crowd actually was pretty good for the show.
The crowd didn't shit on Raw.
Right.
I can dig it.
I can dig it.
Okay. Moving on.
I think they shit on the crappy Rusev guy a little bit, though.
Well, everyone shit on the crappy Rusev guy. I mean, that was well-deserved, man. That guy was terrible.
True.
All right, moving on. Let's look at this bet update.
All right.
We have to,
Adrian. Our fans demand it. So, going into the last three shows, we've got a Raw, we've got a SmackDown, and we had the coup d'etat, WrestleMania.
Yes.
Here's how we're looking going into the final struts of the bet.
Okay.
Do we go top to bottom or bottom to top? Let's go top to bottom.
However.
Number one, Team Awesome, 114 points. Number two, Team Jizmobber, hit the triple digit mark. 100 points.
Wow, 100 even.
Team Adrian, 85 points.
I'm not out of it.
That is true.
You're not out of it.
None of us are out of it.
It's catchable.
I mean, in all reality, no one's out of it. This is the closest one we've had. You're only 29 points away from first. You're 15 points away from beating Heath, which is really what we need to do.
Can Adrian pull it off?
It didn't help that Rollins and Reigns didn't do anything on Raw.
No, it did not. Neither one of them had a match.
And then
they fight each other on SmackDown.
Yeah, you drop the Ascension. Paige didn't fight on Raw. AJ lost and Ryback won. And then he had Rollins and Reigns fight each other on SmackDown and Paige won. So you didn't have many opportunities this week.
No.
It'll be right down to the wire.
Your best guy you have is Roman Reigns. Your second best guy, if you add up his two stints, would be Ryback.
Ryback.
At 25 points. Out of who you have left, Rollins is fucking you. If you didn't have Rollins, you'd be in second place.
You see, but I don't know who out there is better to pick up than Rollins right now.
Anyone that can fucking win right now, he's got netted you negative 14 points.
But there's nobody that's even remotely competed that with any kind of regularity.
Even if he fucking wins at WrestleMania, that's going to give you 15 points. He's going to have 1 point the entire time. Well, okay, let me rephrase. Maybe 6 points overall.
Because okay,
he'll have five.
I'll ask you one more time here.
I don't know. I'm just letting you know where he is.
Well, I understand where he's at, Jason.
You've had a death grip on him this entire time.
Who do I give up on him for? Who other? You know what? He may be gone at WrestleMania for sure because I do have a plan for WrestleMania. But I don't know who to pick up for him this week.
Well, we'll do one more ad drop Sunday afternoon before the show. So, are you leaving it alone for Raw and SmackDown?
I don't really want to, but I don't.
I mean,
you know what?
You got the New Day out there. You got the Matadors. There's Mark Henry. There's Big Show. There's Harper. There's Rowan. Stardust is out there. I'm trying to think who else. The Uzos. One of them's hurt, I know. I don't know, man. I mean, there's options out there. Kane.
I'm gonna take. I'm not gonna change it this week.
You gonna leave it?
I'm gonna leave it.
All right, we can leave it. Heath, you doing anything?
Are any of my guys that I have right now doing bad?
Your worst person is Randy Orton at -6 points. Your best person is Daniel Bryan, followed by Ambrose, followed by, what do we got here? Tyson Kidd, Bray Wyatt, and then Orton.
You know, I'm going to leave it as is.
Okay. I am too.
I'm going to have trust in this. I'm okay. Going to leave it as is.
All right. I'm going to leave mine alone until probably Sunday. Moving on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams. Oh, hold on. Wait. Jizz Jams.
I don't got anything to add to it this week.
Why?
I'm too depressed on my team doing so shitty.
Wow. Nothing from you, Adrian?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. Here's how the show works. I'm going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show.
And from what I was hearing from the chit-chatter, it sounds like I probably won't get it at all.
We'll see. All right, you ready, Heath?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here comes song number one. Let me turn that up a little bit. And your time starts now. No, chat hasn't even made a guess.
Oh, wow. Chris, granted, it's only B-Megs in there.
Yeah, really.
I'm afraid to give my first guess on this.
Can't.
Why are you afraid to give your first guess?
Because I could be wrong. I don't want to be wrong.
Can he guess it? No, he can't. Can't. He guess it. No, he can't. We need an answer.
Okay. My first thought was sexual chocolate. I know it didn't have the whole him saying, you know, about sexual chocolate, but it just sounded like it. I don't know why.
We are going to hold off. I'll tell you the answers afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You ready? You ready for number two?
Number two.
By the way, the chat had it. All right. Here comes number two. The chat has it. We need an answer.
Damn it.
Well, actually, we don't need an answer yet. Can he guess it? No, he can't. The music sounds so much crisp now.
I know.
Can he guess it? No, he can't. We need an answer.
I don't know. I can't think of it. Can't think of it.
Oh, man.
Okay, and we'll play song number three just for shits and giggles, and that'll tell you what songs we used. Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Heath, so the first theme I played for you was the model Rick Martel. The second theme I played for you was Brian Pillman.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what the third one was?
I'm trying to remember.
That was Ravishing Rick Rude. The same okay. three songs we played for you last week.
How did you go 3 for 3 last week and not get any of them this week?
That's because we cheated last week.
Oh.
Shh, don't tell Kyle.
We cheated last week. And actually,
that's why everything was sounding so freaking familiar.
And I told you last week what the songs were, too. The reason we did that was because Kyle was a week late for the show. He said he was going to be on for number 97. Decided yes. not to show up. Came on number 98, and he still owed us from our original bet we had with him, so we made him pay the ultimate price.
Yeah. Yep.
He's never going to go 3 for 3. And add up the scores.
Hell, he can't even get the same 3 themes we gave him a week ago.
I'm almost willing to bet we could do the same 3 songs that next week, and he'll guess, but no, they won't be the right order.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
Heath.
Anyway.
Embarrassment, Heath.
Heath.
I know.
You're a loser. I love that. All right, moving on.
All right.
It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
Thank you. Thank you. Settle down now, children. The model, Rick Martel, was actually born in... Quebec City, Quebec.
Wait,
March
18th. He's Canadian?
Yes.
Wow.
March 18th, 1956.
Wow, he's fucking old, too.
Evan Bourne and AJ Lee, born on March 19th.
Same year?
1983 and 87, respectively.
Oh, I was going to say, goddamn, I didn't realize they were the same fucking age, too.
March 20th, 1959, Sting, born. March 21st, 1972, Chris Candido was born. And unfortunately, deaths, people that passed away. March 20th, 95, Big John Studd passed away after a battle with liver cancer.
When was this one?
March 20th, 1995.
Wow.
See here. WrestleMania, the earliest WrestleMania, March 17th, 2002.
Wow.
WrestleMania 18, in the main event. The Rock defeated Hulk Hogan and Triple H defeated Chris Jericho for the Undisputed Championship. Then also WrestleMania 20 held on WrestleMania 10 in the main event, Bret Hart defeated Yokozuna for the WWE Championship. And on March 23rd, 1997, WrestleMania 13 held in the Rosemont Horizon. The Undertaker defeated Psycho Sid for the championship. The most memorable match, however, from the card, obviously being the Bret Hart, Steve Austin, I Quit match.
The double turn bloodbath.
Yes. And also, March 23rd, 2001, Jason, can you tell me what happened on that date?
Give me the date one more time.
March 23rd, 2001.
March 23rd, 2001. Oh, the final Nitro.
That is correct, but it's also the day that the WWF purchased WCW.
That's all the same thing. It's under the same umbrella. Final Nitro and all that. Same thing.
March 18th, 2001, the last pay-per-view, of course, was held for WCW, where Scott Steiner defeated Diamond Dallas Page for the WCW Championship.
What was that pay-per-view?
The Greed.
Oh, God. The only greed about that was the fact that they actually expected fans to pay for that bullshit.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And a week later, they're gone for good.
Surprise, surprise.
But that has been This Week in Wrestling History with me.
All right, that was This Week in Wrestling History. God damn it, I can't even
with
fucking
the Professor
talk.
Adrian Masters.
There you go.
Class dismissed. Get the fuck out of here, bitches.
What else we want to talk about? We got time.
We do have time.
We have a little bit of time. How much time we got left, Heath? We got 10 minutes. Cool. Get to this button.
I do got to say that according to KFM News, CM Punk either confirms or denies his WrestleMania involvement.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I get to hit this button for the first time in a while. It's time for your most trusted news in the wrestling world from our sponsors. Not really. They don't sponsor us. KFABNews.com.
All right. News time.
All right. So two news stories here I want to cover here is, of course, the story that CM Punk can either confirm or deny today's rumor that he has signed a secretive deal to perform a run-in at WrestleMania.
Nice.
Punk's evasive on the subject leads credence to allegations he made amends with WWE Chairman Vince McMahon and COO Triple H, with whom Punk had a notorious falling out last year. That's pretty much all there is to the story.
Adrian, this one should get you happy in the pants. Lex Luger sets out in Lex Express to campaign against Rusev.
Thank God.
In a noble display of patriotism, former professional wrestler Lex Luger has once again set out on a cross-country bus tour to rally American pride and speak out against a dastardly Russian, Bulgarian, Rusev. Luger is undeterred that the so-called Lex Express, a once luxurious coach bedecked with the stars and stripes, has seen better days. The transmission is shot, the air conditioning doesn't work, and became infested with possums while parked for 20 years behind the WWE's Connecticut headquarters. Wow. What's more is Luger cannot afford to pay a driver, and the WWE has refused to subsidize or endorse the bus journey in any way. So Luger is driving himself across the country. None of that matters, says the ever-optimistic, some would say narcissistic, Luger, whose once rippling muscles have all but vanished under his leathery skin. What matters is we put a stop to the evil commie and show him that America is the best country on earth, except for maybe Canada. Luger intends to culminate the Lex Express journey by body-slamming a cardboard cutout of Rusev on an aircraft carrier. The U.S. Navy, however, issued a statement today confirming that Luger will be shot on sight if he attempts to board the USS Intrepid.
God, that's terrible.
I read that one. I'm like, oh my God, that one's show worthy.
Yeah.
WWE put out a top 10 list.
Okay.
The top 10 WrestleMania performers ever.
Okay.
So it's a pretty solid list, and actually, this is one of the few times I think they actually got it right.
All right.
So number 10.
Okay.
Edge.
All right.
The 10th best WrestleMania performer.
Best WrestleMania performer. Okay.
Number 9, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay. Not horrible.
Number 8.
Okay.
Triple H.
On the all-time performers list, Triple H is number 8.
Yes.
I feel like this should have been a countdown.
It could have been.
I don't know why they'd release this way, not do a special like countdown of this.
It would have been good.
Whatever.
Number 7, Jason. Your all-time favorite, Bret Hart.
Only number 7?
Number 7.
Okay, well, I have a feeling I know who's going to be up there and, like, higher on that.
Number 6, The Rock.
The Rock is number 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 5. John Cena.
Okay.
Number 4, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Austin is number 4 on this list. Okay.
All right.
Number 3, Hulk Hogan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Mr. WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Can I take a stab at number 1?
Number 1, does anyone want to take a stab at this?
I think Heath has this one.
I am going to say it is The Undertaker.
You would be correct. It is indeed The Undertaker.
Yes.
I didn't get to hit that.
I can't argue with that list.
I think the top 3 are interchangeable.
More or less.
I mean, Undertaker's had some good matches, but he hasn't had he's got numbers under his belt. He's had some great matches, but he's had some really shitty matches, Giant Gonzalez.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bundy. So,
the Undertaker match at WrestleMania actually got better as they went along in time for the most part.
Yeah, I guess I can give you that one, but let's not forget the stink fest, though. Those matches,
oh, true.
Those,
I understand.
Those bad stinkers at first. So, how much time I got, Heath?
The timer just went off.
Got
man.
That.
No, it didn't. I got 6 minutes left.
Oh, did it? I thought the timer went off.
No.
It still hasn't gone off yet.
No.
I haven't had nothing else, man.
I got nothing else.
Six minutes and 5 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff we're saving for next week, of course, our WrestleMania card predictions, and a lot of the talk of what we're going to be reviewing. Some of the best show moments in the history of this show in the first 100 episodes.
We are. Next week is, if you've been living under a rock and haven't listened to our show for the last 10 weeks when we figure this one out, Autobahn number 100 will be taking part next Sunday, not at our normal time. Because we don't want to do a four-hour fucking show.
No, we don't.
No.
So we are going to go live next Sunday at, what time do we say?
Noon.
1 Eastern, noon Central. We're going to go two and a half hours. Something like that is what we're shooting for.
Yes. Okay. We're going to have a lot of the special guests that have been on the show over the course of time. I know... We have a few special guests, man. We don't want to say anything in particular because everything's not set in stone yet, but we got a few people that are going to be shopping by.
We got some special guests. We're going to replay some of our most funny moments.
And if anybody would like to, you know, contribute to that, please, you know, let us know as far as some of your most favorite funny moments throughout our entire 100-episode history.
Yes. So special start time of 1 Eastern, 12 Central.
Yeah, that's correct.
Also, we've got, is Shooting from the Hip still doing theirs Sunday too?
I believe so.
Okay, so Shooting from the Hip is doing number 200 next Sunday. They've actually officially moved to Sundays now. They can't just fucking let us have our own goddamn day, but hey, whatever.
They're going to do a WrestleMania pre-show.
They are going to do the WrestleMania pre-show.
Then during WrestleMania, you can hear live commentary with Greg Papalopoulos from Respect the Mat.
Isn't someone else doing commentary with him too?
Oh, there is someone else. I don't know if that's set in stone. I think it might be Richard Berghoff.
Okay, so I'll listen to Michael Cole over Richard.
Richard might be on our show too for the 100th episode. He was a good special guest in our earlier days.
Yes,
he was. And then afterwards, we will still have your post show, so it'll be Autobahn
100.5, 101.
We haven't quite figured out how we're numbering that one yet. But I can tell you this much: we'll have special guests on that one too. We're gonna hit WrestleMania hard, and we're gonna cover some WrestleMania, and it'll be.
We're hoping to wrap up about midnight, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, God. Ugh, so that's going to be... Oh, and then Saturday night, I don't have a time yet, but we're going to do a special PW Pop Hall of Fame show. Something like that, I don't know. I'm trying to get all that worked out still. But we're going to officially have a PW Pop Hall of Fame.
Sounds like it's going to be a very busy weekend for PW Pop.
It's going to be fucking busy for me. I don't know anyone else that's doing 3 fucking shows that weekend. Okay, probably you. So it'll be busy for me and Adrian.
Yep, and I'll be on two of the shows.
Are we going to be done before the WWE Hall of Fame goes on? Or
I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm still working out all that. So the logistics of that. I got to figure out what time they're going to start. Because they got, goddamn, they got, 10 fucking people going into the Hall of Fame? They announced, 14 people this past week?
I know. It's just, ridiculous.
Zabisco was announced on Raw, and then some Japanese guy, and then Kevin, Nash or Diesel?
Are they officially announced that yet? Because I hadn't seen that.
Okay, so that'll be tomorrow night. It looks like, from the t-shirt design I saw, it's going to be Diesel. They're inducting Diesel, not Nash.
Okay.
Which, to me, that leaves that next year, the NWO is going in.
Well, they inducted Razor Ramon, but it's still Scott Hall. I mean, it's...
Well, right. Oh, yeah, that leads me to one other thing. Alundra Blaze, Medusa.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you think they're just putting her in as Alundra Blaze because they own that name?
Probably
instead
Salem.
Of Medusa? Okay, just curious. That's all. That's all I want to talk about. That. Anyway, so I guess stay tuned for our shows this week. Our usual stuff on... What do we got coming up, guys? What days?
Heath, you got, you're in charge of that.
Oh, I do, huh?
Yep, that's you.
Okay. As far as the order, that I don't know. But I can tell you Monday as far nights. As what shows we have.
Monday nights. Or Monday afternoon.
That would be, is that the Wrestling Niche?
Nope.
No. Hold on. I'm looking at the list.
Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia.
Okay.
That's
they're not on our list here for some
reason. That's because they're a featured podcast. That's why.
Ah, that'd be why.
Tuesday okay. nights. It's okay. another featured podcast.
That'd be FTW.
There you go.
Yep, yep, yep.
Wednesday nights.
Well, that used to be Shooting from the Hip.
There you go.
That one I always knew. That always used
okay,
to be.
Okay, Thursdays.
Then that would be the Wrestling Niche.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Saturday?
That would be Respect the Mat.
There you go. Now, doubleheader Wednesdays. Or, sorry, doubleheader Sundays.
Sundays. At this point, now it is Shooting from the Hip.
They think they're going at
8-7 Central.
Yeah, 8-7 Central.
Okay, 8-7 Central. And then, of course, ourselves, the big ones, the Hour Bomb.
The real.
Featuring, Sunday Night Delight.
Featuring the original Sunday Night Delight.
Adrian Masters.
There you go.
That's right.
Some ass clown, Kevin Crittenden, posted on there, oh, make it a classic, the Sunday Night Delight. Yeah, yeah, things are trying to rip our shit off and give it to him. He wishes he could be as cool as us.
Yes.
Anyway, you can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can message us on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. You can pretty much reach out to any of us, and we'll try to get back to you. So,
absolutely.
I got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
Pretty good.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Thanks, B-Megs and Tom Long. Really, that's it. I'll take blame for it. I didn't fucking plug anything online today.
Yeah, so, happens.
I had ball practice. So anyway,
yeah, everybody knows we are always on Sunday nights.
I know.
So we need to talk about this for a second, though. Are we taking Easter Sunday off?
Have we done it before?
Yeah.
Then we're taking Easter Sunday off.
Because it is because basically it is the week right after WrestleMania.
Yeah, so
that would be the reason why, because I didn't know if we wanted to talk about the post WrestleMania Raw.
Oh God, we'll stay tuned. We'll get back to you guys on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll figure something out.
Yes. Anyway, anyone else have anything else?
No,
because I don't.
That I am good.
Okay, so once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albertine. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
Damn it, I always get that the wrong way.
Sounds right to me. The Big A Adrian Masters is on a journey to find his smile, but it's been gone since we started this new bed.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Adrian, Song of the Week.
Song of the Week, The Rock, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man.
Sung by Jason Heath many a times, crying into his beer. We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour Bombed.
Fuck it. I'm done. Play the cut.
You come to tell me something you say I ought to know. He don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. Say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. No. Women like you, there are a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body. So get out while you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
I see the way y'all look at my man. Okay, keep it up, keep it up. Wait till the song is done. You're gonna have 245 pounds of feminine ass whooping. Do it again.
Sometimes a man's caught looking at things that he don't need.
He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you, oh, but I know where I stand. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Uh-uh, no, you know why? I said women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Y'all really think you're cute, don't you? Look at you two. You two. I see the way y'all look at my man. Both y'all scandalous, scheming, just downright trifling, man-stealing bitches. Not today, not tomorrow, not yesterday. You ain't woman enough. Uh-uh. 'Cause I said sometime men caught looking at things that he don't need, like y'all. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you, oh, but I know where I stand. I said to you, ain't woman enough to take my man. I said, no women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, you have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
No, 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 no.
Woman enough to take my man. You bitches, listen up, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. My man.